Okay, so this is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of March 24th, 2009. We're coming to order. I believe we have a quorum. So I guess the first thing, our secretary can take the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron. Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman. Campbell Johnson. Alberto Luera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin, right here. Summer Reese. Jamie Ross.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Susan Young.
Here.
That's six. We have a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum. That's fantastic. Okay.
Hello?
Jamie, did you just mute yourself? Oh, Jamie might have gotten disconnected. That was the disconnection sound.
Sound like that.
Wow, that was the briefest quorum we've ever had.
Well, okay. I'm sure Jamie will be back here with momentarily. Until then, does everybody have the draft agenda before them?
Yes.
Okay. I think that...
Hi, this is Jamie. Sorry, I disconnected myself there for a minute.
You're getting out of it that easily, Jamie.
So excited. We had a quorum. I couldn't contain myself. So we have a draft agenda that I sent out, which was basically to review February financials, which we have a basic financial document. Two, to review status of the spending plan revision, which we called for last time. Three, to discuss BAI. We're obligated by PNB resolution to report BAI status monthly and quarterly. Four, emergency cash plan, which we began to discuss last time. Five, a lending policy. Did somebody else?
Brian, I'd like to propose we make items three and four, items number one and two. I don't think we're going to have a very fruitful discussion about the February financials until we get comparison data in there.
Okie dokie, that's fine with me. We should we shouldn't lose track of what was item number two, the status of the spending plan revision.
Can I hear Brian?
Okay, so Brian moves to put three and four at the top. Okay, any other suggestions?
I have a question.
A question. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is that number two the part of us getting back to the Finance Committee to figure out how we were adjusting our budgets for the remainder of the year?
Yes, that's correct. Last time we passed a motion
requesting
all financial units. Yeah, everybody's on top of that. So we actually only got one of those plans. From
whom, sir?
That great little station in Texas who always does everything that they're supposed to.
Thank you. Thank you.
So anyway.
No wonder. Brian?
Well, let me change that motion.
We could review the status of the spending plan revision and plans rapidly.
Let's just push back item number one.
But there's only one station that sent the revision of the budgets to the finance committee.
It'll be a short
discussion.
Item. So you're saying go 2, 3, 4, 1.
I like it.
Okay. Are there any other? One other item we should have on our agenda at some point is a budget for the affiliates. We've been asked by one of our members to work out a budget for the affiliate program, which we don't have to do that this evening, but it's something we should get to soon.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I thought I understood that that is one of the things that LaVarne has on her list.
Yes, I can. I'm going to gin that up.
What I suggest also is that, that because we aren't talking about additional dollars there or cost savings, it's a clarity within, I guess, the national budget.
Yes.
That is that the highest priorities are cash management and understanding exactly where the overall financials are.
You're here.
And cost controls and so forth, like BAI and elsewhere.
Okay.
Okay.
So we don't have to put that high on our agenda.
My suggestion is that it's something that we should deal with when we have time.
Okie dokie. That sounds fine. All right. So the agenda as it now stands: first, review spending plans; second, BAI; third, emergency cash plan; four, reviews February financials; five, lending policy. Is there any objection to that?
This is Lavarin.
Yes, Lavarin.
Just want to add on there, I had mentioned in the last meeting about a stimulus plan, and perhaps there's opportunity in there for the foundation. And I was told I was crazy when I said it, but there is. So my request is that, I'm talking with locally here in Berkeley in terms of the opportunities with stimulus. But, if others would like to address their congresspeople to see what type of a stimulus opportunities from the stimulus plan for a not-for-profit. And we know there's there was the thing with the COBRA and the matching of 6 months of the COBRA expenses. So, if we can put that on the agenda maybe.
Okay, why don't I put that after emergency cash plan?
Okay.
Okay, and we can maybe have a little work group that can work outside these meetings.
Yes.
Okay. Okie dokie, that sounds fine. Okay, are there any other objections or changes? Okay, hearing none, that's what we'll do. Okay, so the first item is to review the status of the spending plan revision and plans as available. You all recall that our last meeting we reviewed the winter drives and they were not good. So we passed a motion that was made by Brian that requested all financial units to present revised spending plans for the remainder of their fiscal year along with cash flow forecasts for the rest of the fiscal year that assume that current fundraising trends persist. And we said they should be transmitted to the CFO by March 17th. And unfortunately, we did not get to this Finance Committee report at the PNB meeting that came immediately after our last NFC meeting. So this was only addressed by the PNB 4 days ago. And they did pass the motion, but they changed the due date by March 27th. So then I'll let LaVarn tell us what the response has been so far from the spending. Though I do believe that the managers were made aware of this before, soon after our last NFC meeting. So they've known about this. But the PNB has only, done its thing a few days ago. So I'll let LaVarn update us on where this stands.
Okay. This is LaVarn Williams. I'm the interim chief financial officer for the foundation. And first, just want to talk about the spending of the draft budgets or budget updates, and basically what that's doing, as Jamie said, and in the motion, is to look at the revenue stream for the remainder of the year, look at the actuals, incorporate any of the reductions that was actually outlined at some time last year by the PNB, and to see when those reductions will be also budget update. And we received, as we said, the draft budget from KPFT, and and there is an improvement on income and on cash for KPFT. And basically, we looked at the cash forecast for KPFT. It was the budget, the initial budget actually showed that the cash, available cash, would be $100,000 lower at the end of this fiscal year than it was on October the 1st. But with the changes with KPFT, actually the cash will be just about even with the cash position for KPFT at the beginning of October of 2008, or beginning of our fiscal year. So I sent the budget to everyone. So if anyone, has questions about it in terms of, that's the major highlight for me, in terms of their cash position at the end of the year, and it shows definitely improvement in the revenue stream. However, I know Susan can update us on the recent event, and perhaps there might be an exposure. But, you know, you're welcome to just join in, you know, and go through the numbers, or Jamie, if you want to go through them. Ivory would like to do this.
Okay, well, LaVarne, just a quick question so I make sure I understand. So I haven't had a chance to look at this document very carefully yet, but did they change their revenue expectations for the remainder of the year in this document?
Yes, they're slightly, the revenue is slightly higher, which resulted in the cash position at the end of the year.
So they increased the revenue per.
If I could insert here, and Alberto will help me.
Yes.
Making up the $75,000 was comprised of two pieces. One was $30,000 in cost savings, really attributable to, vacancies,
staff,
not rehiring, and things of that sort. People taking shorter hours. The second is $45,000 in revenue in off-air revenue increases, and the we have, I think, a plan that we can meet for that. We held a fundraiser and made $12,000 for it. We have a couple of others that are lined up where we have them specifically scheduled, and so I believe that it is realistic to make that make up that difference.
So just to clarify, Susan, so then there's an increase in community events line, and there's a decrease in the salary and related line?
Yes.
And was the listener support line affected at all?
The listener support line was not changed.
Okay. Because we're hoping.
But I will tell you that the general manager, the program director, the LSB, and what will be a newly seated program council have potential program changes as a real priority to be looking at now.
Okay.
And let me add that that the listener support, whatever line items is there, we're still optimistic, although we're keeping our fingers crossed. So our modifications on the budget had to deal with our $75,000 shortfall in our winter fund drive.
Okay.
And at the same time, I want to just say a little bit more to that fundraiser we just had on March 15th. That Susan said KPFT celebrated its 39th birthday party at a local venue where, we were able to raise about $12,000 off-air fundraiser. Next month, April, we are having Amy Goodman come down and do a fundraiser, a presentation, a speech, and we're hoping to bring in another good chunk of change. And as soon as we move out of the month of March, we'll be looking at another fundraiser in May, and we're hoping that we will have off-air fundraisers in our communities continuous as part of our fundraising strategy, and we will then play it by ear based on how our next spring fund drive, see how that does, and then that's how we're going to be playing it by ear for the remainder of our budget year.
Okay. Are there any other questions from the committee members?
Brian here.
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand the budget. So this document, what you have is actual numbers for, I'm guessing, October through January or October through February. And then you have adjusted budget numbers for the remainder of the year?
Yes.
Repeat again just quickly. I kind of lost you there. Ask me again. Ask us again.
Well, it sounds like maybe LaVarne knows. What we're looking at is actual numbers for the first 5 months of the fiscal year.
6 months. Yeah, 5 months.
First 4 months of the fiscal year, and then the rest are rebudgeted numbers.
I am hoping that your interpretation is correct.
Okay.
In my mind, I was thinking that unfortunately, you know, those four-page budgets in six-point type are incredibly difficult to read, even for a 20/20 sighted person.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I was hoping that the report that would be sent to Laverne would be 6 months actual, what we did versus our budget, and then the remainder of the 6 months of the year, we would have projections.
Well, you'll have to wait at least 7 more days if you want to do 6 months actual.
Okay, 5 months.
Yeah, actually, Brian, I think I can answer your question. This is Jamie. I'm looking at a budget that we had. It looks very similar to these numbers.
Okay.
So
my suspicion is
they're actually budget numbers.
Original budget numbers, not adjusted numbers.
Yeah, they're right from what we passed in. I can get what we passed in September. I got it right here.
Oh, I'm glad you're doing that comparison.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Grace.
Hi, Grace. We're all here. We're talking about the rebudgeting thing.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Jamie, are you comparing those two things?
Yeah, I'm getting the board book right here.
Is anyone
looking at these little numbers? Got to make these numbers small. This is how they this is how they get you to not do oversight,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Hi, Grace.
Let's see now, listener. What is this? KPFT. Okay. Yeah, these numbers are the same. Well, that's funny. No, these numbers are a little bit different, but they're almost the same as the budget. Like the January number, listener support is exactly the same as the budget, 43008. And every other number in that column is the same. So
maybe it's only 3 months of actual.
Yeah.
It should.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say, looking at this document, I don't yet have enough information to know whether it's a good plan or not. And that's not default KPFT. Obviously, you're the only station that's produced anything yet. But I think we should have a discussion right now about what we need to have a fruitful discussion about finances. One thing we asked all the stations to do when they submitted budgets last year was put in a comparison column that compared the prior year. In other words, in each category, show us what you made or spent on the same line in the prior year so we can see whether your budgeting is realistic or at least ask questions about places where there's big gaps. What I would love to see is a year-to-date actual versus budget on each line, and then a year-to-date budget versus prior year for the remainder of the fiscal year.
One more time, Brian.
I would like to see a year-to-date budget versus actual. So in other words, the actuals for October through January, then a four-month year-to-date,
mm-hmm.
Right? Comparing that to what you budgeted to spend, what you budgeted to spend to what you actually spent, and then for the remainder of the fiscal year, a year to proposed rebudget compared to original budget and compared to prior year.
Gotcha.
For those months.
Okay.
I mean, just without comparison columns, it sounds good. I'm glad you guys are raising money at events. I'm a little concerned if you're not assuming that you're going to repeat prior performances and fund drives, because I think that's something we all have to have plans for, even if we're hoping to do better. The economy is certainly not waking up.
Okay.
Let me just say that, you know, when we went through that long exercise earlier this month in terms of putting the budget in Freight Plain, so we actually will have the budget in Freight Plain, and so when we start really running our reports, that's what we'll have. We'll have the prior year compared by quarter. We'll have the prior year for the full year compared to the current year. So those are the reports. The information is in there now. So we will have to actually re-input the budget update. But yeah, that information is there, and that's how the reports will go. That's the I can send out the the reporting on how you will see it. We have it in the system. It's a matter of rolling all of this out.
But yeah, the stations, if they can, they can just pull up those numbers too if you have it on a spreadsheet.
Okay. Question. Sure. Any other questions? Was that Alberto?
Yes.
Okay.
Laverne?
Yeah.
Have you communicated all of this, of the rebudgeting or the revisiting the budget for 5 months into the year, directly with the station managers and or the station business managers?
Well, what we have done is I can tell you the people we've talked with, like Markeisha and Dwayne, basically they had gotten ahead of the curve and since then. So the people who I've had teleconferences with are, Pacifica Radio Archives and Mariana.
Sure.
And then we've also had a two-hour, almost three-hour discussion with Andrea Tony last week, and we actually had finance staff, Efren, and but it got a little long where we had to,
Sure. Well, going back to my question, how close is the document that was sent to you from KPFT last week in relation to what Brian is asking for? How close is it? Or are we talking a totally different type of Brian is asking for a totally different question. Is Brian asking for a totally different kind of document than what was sent to you by the business office at KPFT?
What he's asking for is an easy thing to do. It's just and I'm sure that information is on the spreadsheet. It's just to show it, and that's what we can just ask. Mark.
Well, again, you know, when I. Again, and this is my concern, adding to Brian's point of what was needed. When I heard the request last month about what we wanted to do here at the Finance Committee, and we communicated it back down. Well, in my case, I met with our general manager and explained, and then when the report was sent back to you, it was a four-page report. There was four pages in that budgetary report. And for some reason or another, and I agree with Jamie, I'm saying, I think that's an overkill. And I don't know if you know, when you have four pages of columns and lines, I mean, those very basic information that Brian's requesting can be picked out of something like that, and it gave me the impression that Markeisha just went ahead and pressed the button and sent you four pages worth of numbers.
No, as Susan said, the two items on revenue and expenses, I understand, are in this. So I don't think that's what happened. I think they did put it in. You know, I know they put it in the numbers because they also sent a cash flow, which is trying to determine where we are at the end of the year. And
okay.
The cash flow number, like I said, it changed from having about 100,000 lower in terms of the cash balance for at the end of the year to just about the same amount of cash, available cash at the end of the fiscal year as it was in October. So that's one of the keys and the variables that I look at to see the health of the station.
Okay. Well, one final thing, I'm ready to drop this subject. Again, and this is the way I speak. Please forgive me. Are you conscious of the information that Brian is asking, and can that be transferred to Markeisha? And, well, obviously the rest of the managers, but can you transfer? You know, I heard what Brian's asking for, and in my little, tiny little pea brain, it sounds very cut and dry. Can that be transferred? I don't know if I could sit with Dwayne and tell him, this is what we want you to modify that report into this, 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 and this. I don't think I can tell him that, but can you do that?
Yeah, the request from Marquisha is that on her spreadsheet, I'm sure she has the results for fiscal year 2008. So at the when she does the total at the end of the year, what she would do is show the actual for our fiscal 2008 and then show a variance column. And then again, from our reports here from the national office, that's the reporting that
Christine. Okay. Okay, well, I just, wanted, I just wanted to I'm very limited in my ability, so I just wanted to make sure that we don't fall too far behind, and we really enjoy being the first in the batch of the batch.
She on her spreadsheet, I am certain that she has the actual for 2008.
Okay.
All she needs to do is just to put that on the column at the end.
Okay.
Okay, well, it seems to me that the point of the motion that I'm going to call on myself, that the point of the motion that we passed at our last meeting was to create re-budgets that were based on lower listener support expectations. I mean, that's my understanding. That's
right.
Which, it's good. I think what you guys did is good. But so we have this, and then we have don't seem to have anything from the other stations.
Yet.
So what do we do now? Pardon?
The Pacifica Radio Archives, I should have that shortly. Tomorrow,
okay.
Wednesday, Ron and Robert Les will go over there, so we should have that. And we have a meeting.
So who is that? LaVon, I'm having difficulty hearing you. It's Ron and who?
And Robert West.
Okay, so that's WPFW.
Manager. Yeah, so they're meeting tomorrow to go over this, and I'll be available for any discussion at that time between the two of them. And then Pacifica Radio Archives, we should have that. That's just sending it in.
Okay, so then that leaves us KPFA, K, and BAI.
Right, and BAI, Jamie and I have tried to look at some cash flows, but that's exactly right. What we have is A. And when I talked with Maria on Thursday, she said that Lim Lim and Maria were supposed to meet on Friday to go over that, so I haven't called her to check on the status of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just add to that. I checked in with Lim Lim, our general manager, today. She says Maria's priority for the next couple of days is some CPB paperwork that we have to file for next year's grant.
Sure.
And then when Maria does get to it, she's a temp who's been working for us and doing great at plugging the holes. She's never done forecasting for the station before. And on a 40-page, $4.5 million budget, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. So, the turnaround's not going to be as quick as we used to from KPFA.
Okay.
But we're doing our best.
Okay. And then KPFK?
Okay. We should get that shortly, too, because we have a new business manager, but Efren is also working with the business manager. I don't have his name here. So Efren will be working with the new business manager. So that's a doable thing by the end of this week. But like you're saying, we're also doing the CPB reporting.
Well, good. Can I ask LaVon and Grace, since you're both on this call, that you guys do communicate with the GMs that we're very concerned about cash, and what we were looking for was spending plans that anticipate lowered income. Is that something you guys can do?
Oh, absolutely, in the discussions. And when I can go back.
Lowered listener support income,
right,
lower fund driving.
Right, I can go back with Dwayne and Susan, if you want to be there, and we can talk about it.
And Alberto.
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, yes. right. Absolutely. Right. So we can try to have that discussion, Susan, if you want to, or Alberto, if you want to try to arrange something, just let me know so we can talk it through with Dwayne and Marquisha.
Do we need to, I was a little confused when this passed the PNB. Do I need to forward it to the GMs, or does that Grace, do you take care of that?
Say that again. Sorry.
When we passed this motion calling for revised budgets based on lowered income, do you forward that to the GMs, or is that my responsibility?
Oh,
I don't know. I mean, you know, we can ask Richard to do it, but he doesn't have a GM list.
I'll do it if I sort of thought somebody else would do it, but if it's not, I'll just do it then.
Mr. Chairman, I thought that at the last meeting in our discussions with Laverne, she kind of wanted us to do that. That's why I went ahead and sat down with our general manager.
No, that's
and,
good.
And talked to him about it, and he got on it, and I thought that as part of an effort to get us more a little bit more involved in the day.
No, you guys are on the ball. It's
but
you know,
guys, but also, but it meant everybody, including
right,
you.
Right.
Yeah, that you and supposedly, well, I'm in my impression, Jamie and R. Paul together were going to get together with their general manager and work this out and get something
gotcha.
Back to us.
Okay.
And the same with the other reps on the National Finance Committee. Again, that was my impression.
Okay.
This is Brian.
Brian.
I actually think this would be best coming to the stations from Laverne, if only for the sake of consistency.
Consistency.
So that...
Oh, I have done, you know, the general managers have their meetings, or they've been having a weekly now, and that's one of the discussions, the general managers meeting in terms of, you know, the status.
Okay. I guess my concern is I'm worried that five different station managers don't get five different versions of what the committee's looking for, and that there be someone central who I'm hoping is you, Laverne. Who communicates not just what the parameters are. In other words, we're looking for you to forecast that current fundraising trends persist, but also to communicate what formats we need the information to be in to be useful to us. That's the comparison columns have to be there.
The motions from the PNB, yeah, that's kind of like problematic. If I take on that responsibility,
great.
And I can work that together in terms of coming from since it's a motion from the PNB, but on a one-on-one basis and internally, we have been talking about this since our last meeting. So the discussion has been there with all the business managers, and just kind of like working towards that and checking to see where they are and be getting an update or status from each station. And I believe I've done that. Although we spent this, you know, discussion with Tony and Indra last week, and we really didn't get to this. We talked about we didn't really accomplish the whole looking at the new budget update. We spent 2 hours discussing other stuff. So we just have to stay on focus and not allow that to happen.
Okay. Well, that's good, Daniel. Are there any further comments about this agenda item, the revised spending plan? Okay, well then we can move on to the next item, which is BAI. We're obligated by PNB resolution to report on BAI status monthly. And, you know, I did send around a little while ago a kind of a rough report I did based on the end of January financials. And now we've got February financials, which I've tried to compare with the budget.
I also started looking at it, Jamie. So, you know, while we talk, I will go in and try to do that. I started it also. So at the end, if I can get this, then I will have it for you.
Okay. Well, basically, based on the budget I used, which was version 8.2.
Yeah.
Which includes the central service abatement, the severance abatement, which is something that I should probably explain, make sure everybody understands that. But it doesn't include income, it doesn't seem to include income from mail drives or magazine campaign, which is added at the last minute. But anyway, based on that budget, at the end of February, we're supposed to have a surplus of $138,000. And based on the document that we just got from the national office at the end of February, BAI has a deficit of $341,000, which is quite a major difference. So, I mean, I don't know what kind of a detailed report we can write without you know, without a comparison to budget to actual, but it seems like from my own crude comparison, we're missing, BAI's missing listener support goal by over 200,000 at the end of February. Revenues are $300,000 shy. And expenses are $200,000 over the budget, and that's what leads to this. So how should we proceed here?
Jamie?
ARPA? Yes, ARPA.
Yeah, the first of all, what's the name of the document you're referring to right there?
Okay, LaVon said
29 by stations and budget, or?
Yeah, P&L by stations with budget, revised 3/20/09.
Okay. Let me get into that. There.
And if you go down to the bottom line.
The bottom line.
Which is line 166, which is closed, right? The bottom line is closed. You get a deficit of 341.
Now,
and there was some.
Okay, I think first of all, sometimes we're breaking some things over the saddle of the fiscal year, and stuff looks like it's going back and forth. One of the things is that the budget as passed said, yeah, WBAI will make some money on a mail drop and the magazine ad thing, but we weren't allowed to add it to the budget per se. In other words, it was sort of said, sort of put to the side, if you recall, and it was said, yeah, we'll say you're going to make that, but we're not going to count that in as part of your budget. So that's something that was done by this committee and by the PNB at the time. I think there was a third thing that was also not treated the same way. Basically, everybody said, well, we'll say you're going to make that money, but we're not going to put it into your budget so that if you don't make anything on that, your budget doesn't crash. You remember everybody was very concerned about that. And I think that, let's see, what else is happening? Let me get back to that, switching between notes and spreadsheets. Yeah, in some of this stuff here, we have the major thing of on the order of I think it's 90 grand we're going to have to put in as expenses because we're not cutting the space in half. Our rent is not getting cut in half.
Exactly. Precisely.
That's the major thing, I think. I hope.
Precisely.
That we're going to have to change on that. And the mail drop and the magazine ad and maybe a third thing just don't add in there. The thing that was done for WBAI was because we were making huge cuts, BAI is really sliced. Because of the huge salary cuts, we had to pay 73 grand in severance. And so it was decided that WBAI's central services payments would not have, basically the 73 grand would be counted as BAI's the severance payments would be counted as BAI's central services payments.
Through March 30th?
Yes, until we hit April. Because that was how the calculation was, 73 grand would be about our central services payments for the first half. Of FYO at 9, then in April we should start paying again. So that's the story with that. And also, it needs to be said that BAI has, in advance of everything, sent in 85 grand of central services payments in FYO at 9 in order to help Pacifica meet serious expenses. So so that's a little bit, that's not quite a spreadsheet in verbal form, but that's some of the stuff I remember there.
Okay.
This is Lavari.
Okay, go ahead, Lavari.
Yeah, I have the budget here for WBAI, and it shows this severance abatement in October, November, then partial in December, and that's the 73,612 or whatever, 73,152. And we actually adjusted the year-to-date numbers for that in the year-to-date results. So if you, you will see that you're actually up.
So this sheet includes that that adjustment.
Yeah, the February year-to-date results includes that adjustment. If you look at the BAI numbers, it would be 73,000 worse, but we adjusted for that because, you know, it's that's what we did. So, you know, the Finance Committee can decide if that's what you we should show it, but this whole thing about this hole in the budget and actually putting forth an unbalanced plan is part of this. So, you know, it's we have, you know, our Paul said that you sent Central Services, but Central Services, we had the discussion with Tony and with Indra, and Central Services that are due, like, from 08 and 09, it's like, you know, you can't choose, it's like the TARP money. You can't choose to say, okay, it came from this bucket versus the other bucket. It's like one big bucket. So, you know, you apply your Central Services to, you know, what's on the balance sheet, so you apply to the earlier amount that's due. So we appreciate, let me tell you, the National Office appreciate all the help that we can get, particularly, and the reason why is that we have to pay Democracy Now! And unless we're getting the Central Services, then Democracy Now! becomes, we won't be able to meet it on a basis. And I understand that Tony said he had a discussion with Goodman, and I think she kind of reminded him of that, or based on what he had told me. So that's where we are with that.
Okay, I'd like to call on myself. Is there anybody? Oh, okay, Arpal, did you want to respond?
I also think we need to remember again that BAI's original budget didn't count in that we were going to go 6 weeks into FY09 with the FY08 budget payroll. So that also has to be taken into consideration.
I'm sorry.
It took
6 weeks. You know, the budget assumed that staff cuts would take place instantaneously, which actually took 6 weeks. The station did make the staff cuts.
And that's an item that the National Office, that's what we have kind of requested. But we can do it from the payroll reports. We need to do a reconciliation on all of those costs because that's where we're thinking that there is some relief from the STEM package for COBRA payments, perhaps. So, you know, we're going to have to do this reconciliation once we get the CPB reporting done, and that's the plan right now.
Okay, well, anyway, getting back to BAI, it's a little difficult. I don't know if you read my report the last time. I tried to take the total shortfall versus the budget and break it down into what was attributable, but, you know, what different factors attributed to it. You know, missing fund drive certainly does count towards the shortfall. You know, if we made the layoffs in November rather than in October, that counts. And also there's a little bit of this, still some of this spurious shortfall due to the CPB grant being, written differently in the budget and the way it's accrued in the income statements. But does that seem like a reasonable way for us to make a report about BAI? Does anybody have... Is there a suggestion of how to improve that model?
I have a point to make. When we do the plan up the budget update, you know, we're not going to drop all the CPB income in 1 month, and we that's basically what we've done is to put as prepaid revenue and use it along the income stream here at the National Office for CPB funding. But that's a subject that, you know, I think that's a topic that we could talk about to look at, you know, what is desire in terms of CPB funding. And
okay, well, I don't want to get into that. I mean, I think everybody understands that story, and it's not a major portion of BAI's deficit.
Question.
But what I'm asking for the committee is, if you saw the report I made the last time, did you think that was an appropriate way for us to fulfill our obligation to report on BAI status monthly?
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, Alberto.
Asking a question in trying to answer your question about is this reporting adequate? Do we does anyone get an actual monthly income and expenditure report, budget versus actual income and expenditure report monthly from BAI?
It comes. Well, you know, we're doing it at the national office. I'm sorry.
Let me ask R. Paul.
No, I get my stuff from. Okay, what we get is this. We get most of it from the national office, and at the WBAI LSB Finance Committee meetings, we get things. For instance, we got the MEMSIS reports. We get our MEMSIS reports, which is, pardon me, mostly on the listener support through the fund drives, the on-air fund drives. And we did get in November, we got a report from the general manager in a spreadsheet, and that's what we get.
Question.
Yes, go ahead.
R. Paul, I'm hearing what you're saying, but again, let me just reiterate very quickly. At KPFT, here with us, every month for our LSB meeting, the business manager submits, through the general manager, submits a one-page budget versus actual for the month of. And in this particular case, it's 2 months prior. In other words, we just got at our LSB meeting, we got a monthly report for the month of January. And the thing about the report is that it is issued after the checkbook has been reconciled with the bank statement, and we get a one pager report that tells us how much listener support came in, how much CPB grant money came in that month, how much off-air fundraisers came in that month, and then how much money was spent in staff, how much money was spent in development, how much money was spent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then it tells us how much money was sent over to Central Services. And it's a one-pager. And I'm very confident about that report simply because we have continuously been told that that report is not put out by the business manager until the bank statement is reconciled to the checkbook. And that's what I'm trying to that's what I wanted to say. And if there's something like that that comes to you, or Paul, at your LSB meetings, a report like that, officially from the general manager.
No, we don't generally get that. But it sounds good. And could you send me a copy of yours so I could request a similar thing here?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, let me ask you, Varn, do you know, has there been any change in the status of the payments that were due from BAI to the various vendors since last week, to your knowledge?
I sent out the little summary in terms of what we believe was due.
Uh-huh.
Based on what Tony was given to us. Good night. And
I don't think we've gotten that.
What? Okay, it was okay. We'll send it. I'll send it. Or Susan, you want to send it? But what we have asked for and is to get all the invoices from the landlord so that we can do a reconciliation on that account. You know, we've asked Lynn asked for it repeatedly, and until we really don't know. In terms of you know, we don't know. We just see the numbers there. We don't. You have to do you have to do account analysis on those.
Okay,
so
I got you. That's a good answer. So you basically know what you knew a week ago.
From what Tony told us, until we can get the invoices.
Well,
gotcha.
Brian, with a dumb question here.
Okay.
Isn't the rent the same every month?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. You know, slightly different.
I mean, it seems to me that you have a record of what you've paid. you have a lease that tells you how much rent is due each month. I've never had a landlord that sent me an invoice for my rent.
Could I answer that?
Oh, no, you do get. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, basically you're right. Basically the 120 Wall Street rent is the same every month, but it being Manhattan real estate, they can now and again throw in a little extra. But I think they,
yes.
My recollection is they do that in like 6 month increments or maybe 3 month increments. It's not every month. So you can, some months you can subtly end up with, you know, something happened in the hallway or so. I don't know. They lay down new carpets in the hallway, so they give you an extra bill, something like that. The other thing is we have tower rent. And although everybody is always talking about the rent at 120 Wall Street, most of BAI's rental is for the transmitter room up on the top of the Empire State Building, which gives us this giant reach. And that is more of our rental nut than 120 Wall Street is. And there we have the ability of Helmsley Spear to charge us little extras all the time. Plus, there are, now and again, there are antenna consortium charges. WBAI doesn't have its own personal antenna sticking out at the top of the Empire State Building. There is this gigantic, extremely complex antenna array, and WBAI is part of an antenna consortium. And when the antenna consortium decides they want to, you know, change the framistat, they do it, and they charge all the members. And BAI is a member, so we can suddenly get slammed with something there. On top of which, you have to look at the utilities as well. Both 120 Wall and Empire, we have utility things, utilities going on. And at Empire, what they do is, they, for instance, at Empire, they take the electricity and they basically resell it to all of the people running transmitters up on the 86th floor. So the electricity comes in from Con Edison at one rate down in the basement, and by the time it gets up to the 86th floor, it costs more. So we have little things like this going on. So the answer is basically the rentals are pretty predictable from month to month, but there are some variations in them, especially if you count in the utility.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. Let's see. Is there any other information that the committee would need to thoroughly respond to the PNB regarding monitoring BAI status?
Well, it'd be nice to have an accurate balance sheet.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's the big question this is all getting at, is how much do you owe and to who? Balance sheet won't answer who, but it'll answer how much.
This is
you
great.
Mean, and what would be on that balance? Can I, hold on. This would be an intra-BAI balance sheet?
Oh, no, we have a balance sheet by station, so we can send that to you.
Yeah.
No, I'd just like Brian to clarify a little bit
okay.
for me, who's not a financial wizard.
Well, the balance sheet would show current accounts payable. It would show internal accounts payable. In other words, it would show central services owed to the national office. It would show long-term debt. And it would also show cash in bank. And that, I think we all probably know that the equation's a little bit lopsided, or more than a little bit lopsided, but if we're worried about the network's cash flow, which I certainly am, we need to get a handle on how lopsided it is.
Sure.
Everywhere.
Do the cash flow statements that we get, like the one we got last month with the report, was that adequate for this purpose?
I didn't get a cash flow last month.
I mean, not cash flow, balance statement. Sorry, balance statement. Balance sheet.
It was a start. I had a couple questions that I went over with LaVarne on one particular line that didn't seem to be playing out right on the balance sheet. I don't know if you got a chance to look into that, LaVarne.
Yeah, we chatted about it, but
that's the first step, and then the cash flow forecast is the next. The balance sheet is a snapshot. It shows you what's due, and the cash flow shows you what you're going to have to spend money on,
right.
And whether you're going to have enough to spend.
Okay, just to let you know, LaVarne and I did try to fool around with some cash flow forecasting for BAI, but hopefully we'll get one from management. Probably better.
So we have.
All right. So what I'll do, if nobody has any objection, I'll try to write a report similar to what I did last time, you know, and send it to the PNB. And we'll also try to get the other information that people are looking for to write, you know, to get a more thorough handle. Because, you know, the income statement does paint a pretty bad picture.
This is Grace.
Okay. Go ahead, Grace. Was there somebody else on the stack?
It was Grace. Grace was the only one.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
The last I heard, WBAI was backlogged 2 months on the office rent and 1 month on the tower rent. Is LaVarne or Paul, is that true currently?
Yeah, that's what Tony tells us. But, again, we have asked for invoices and from Tony and Indra in order to do an account analysis on that account. Until we get that, that's why...
Can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What we've asked for from Tony and Indra is, you know, like we said, as Arpal said, there are slight changes. We need the invoices. We need the statements so we can do an account analysis to determine, you know, what the, you know, we have the expense and it seems to be out of balance, but we need to determine, you know, what has actually been, what is the cash position regarding the tower rental and the space rental. Because, you know, up front, that's the $60,000 a month. And that is not going down, as R. Paul said, based on what they initially had in the plan.
Okay. Any other comments on this topic?
Well, I would just like to throw in while we're drawing up a wish list of documents. And I know we can't get everything we want, but... We've been asking for a while for a list of what's owed to whom. I think, since we're concerned about cash flow, that would be something we certainly need from WBAI and certainly the national office,
yep.
If not the rest of the network.
We've done that, and we'll send it out to everyone.
Okay, Alberto?
I was just wanted to say too. That's okay. I pass.
Okay. All right. So now we have some more documents that we need, but we do have some information to make a report, which is going to be kind of grim. Okay. So that brings us to the next agenda item, emergency cash plan. This is a topic we got into a little bit in our last meeting towards the end. It got a little hairy, but I'll remind you of what we went over.
Please don't. We're going to have a nightmare again.
Well, what I would like to do, one suggestion to proceed on this topic, we do need an emergency cash plan. I believe that that's correct. You know, it's possible, you know, it struck me that, as my recall, the balance sheet from last month showed $1.1 million in the bank for the network at the end of January. And the winter fund drives, all told, underachieved in a way that's going to lead to a shortfall in real dollars of over $350,000. So if we do three more events like that, and we won't have any money in the bank. So... you know, emergency cash shortfall is something we should be thinking about.
I mean, the other thing to keep in mind is that $1.1 million is less than a month's spending for Pacifica.
Right.
Which means we're not equipped to deal with any, like, transmitter malfunction going into a fund drive in one part of the network, earthquake, wildfire, you name it. I mean, we're basically living hand-to-mouth.
So that $1.4 million is just that little cushion buffer that the five signal areas have to make it through a rainy day or an earthquake day in Brian's territory.
Well, the unrestricted cash in bank at the end of February was $1,766,000.
I know $236,000 of that was at the KPFD bank account. And
so it went up by about $600,000 after all those drives.
Yeah.
Okay. It's good. It'd be good if we can get those every month.
But right, but that's gone in 2 weeks.
Of course, it's gone. It's gone in a month.
That game is gone in 2 weeks.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's just a cushion to kind of make it through the next month, or in 2 weeks in Brian's case.
Are we going to have an executive session in this after this meeting? Or
no, there's no plan for one. I was wondering if we should have a subcommittee to work on emergency cash plan, or perhaps work on it with the national office. You know, it's what do you all think about that?
Mr. Chair, I so move